Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guests this week, Todd and Sarah Sute from Warsaw, New York. We first met them over a year and a half ago. They were building a home for women going through unplanned pregnancies. That home set to open next month. Let's listen in.
Lighthouse Station is a maternity home. We're opening in Warsaw, New York, and it's a place for girls who are experiencing an unplanned or a crisis pregnancy, and they can come and stay with us for the duration of their pregnancy and up to 9 weeks after the baby is born. We're opening our doors September 1.
And Todd, talk to us about what's been going on the past 18 months. A lot of work to get this home ready to open. Share with us what's been going on.
So there's been a lot going on, and the house piece of it's actually gone back about 4.5 years. When we first got kind of this vision of taking this giant house and turning it into a home to use for God's purposes. So the first 3 or so years was heavy focus on just making connections in the community, but working on the house. The house required major renovation. Mm-hmm. In the last 18 months, we've kind of gone public, so to speak, where really getting the word out, having a conversation with Family Life, and getting our presence out there. So in addition to the immense amount of work on the house, there's also been a lot of the work as far as building the ministry side of it, developing a program, and like I said, making connections with other people and other agencies. I kind of walked into it thinking, yeah, sure, we're going to open our doors and bring some people in and we'll help them. But there's so much more than that.
Now, how many women does this home hold?
We have enough space for 6 moms with their babies at any given time.
This ministry reaches out far beyond Warsaw and even Wyoming County. Mm-hmm. One nice thing about us geographically is we're kind of in the center of Western New York, within reach of several major cities in the area.
Is this a big problem you're seeing in that area, unplanned pregnancies?
I would say, at least as far as the need goes, and there's a lot of great organizations in Western New York that help young women who are in crisis pregnancy situations. Almost all of them will have the same question, and then what? And that's where Lighthouse Station steps in, because that what is housing, residential assistance.
Housing is the one component that's missing.
Kudos to you guys for meeting that need. I know we talked last time about the name Lighthouse Station. Very appropriate for what you guys are doing there.
A lighthouse, everybody knows, you know, that's a place for guiding, and it's a place for safety, you know, but it's also about the station. You know, that's not your destination. The station is a place where you come and you make decisions about where you're going next. So that's what we want to be. We want to be a place where they can be safe and make decisions about what's coming next in their life.
Yeah. Thank you guys for your obedience to that call. I want to have you guys give a plug for your open house on August 18th. What's going to take place?
We're hoping it's going to be a really fun event. At this point, we're kind of in need of furnishing and finishing and financing. Mm-hmm. So that's what our open house is going to kind of focus on. So people can come and see the house. It's a great historic house. It was built 150 years ago, and we've done a lot of work to restore it. So there's a lot of beautiful things in the house. So people can come and see the house. We're going to have basket raffles. We're raffling off a kayak. We'll have lunch and baked goods there. So it's our big fall fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And getting ready to open. And people can see some of the things that we still need. You know, we've had some furniture donated, and we still need some additional furnishings because it's a big house.
And there's been a general interest in seeing the house itself on the inside. You know, for I think almost everybody, regardless of how they become connected to it, always one of their questions is, hey, can I see the house?
The house is located at 37 Liberty Street in Warsaw. It will be open from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be there. And like you said, we'll have tours. We'll have fun.
That's August 18th. So we want to encourage all of our listeners, you know, avail yourself to that opportunity. And then September 1st, you guys hit the ground and running, right?
That's the plan.
Congratulations, guys. I know a lot of work has gone into this, and to see something come to fruition right in front of your eyes, that's got to be exciting.
This faith and trust in God, faith and trust, it's just two things that we say a lot, oh, I have faith, and oh, I trust in God. But a lot of times, you know, we look at the way we live our lives, you know, a casual observer could say, well, how much do you really trust God? Because it seems like you're doing a lot of things on your own and not really trusting God. But this project has definitely put us in a faith and trust.
Yeah, you know, people ask if we're excited, and I said, I feel a little bit like Noah when the animals start showing up, you know, like it's getting really real.
Todd and Sarah Sute from Warsaw, New York, this week's Hometown Heroes. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.